All right, people. It's Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Schein, graduate of the United States Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point. Commissioned as a naval officer, serving on special duty in the United States Merchant Marine, coming out of the academy. And I have been fighting a battle with the Coast Guard, Homeland Security. A Coast Guard is supposed to be a federal maritime service, a police service, a police and regulatory or enforcement service, civil service. And since 2003, and there's been, you know, bricks that have been laid in this construction that they built, this system, well before 2003. Preparing the Coast Guard so that they believe that they're a branch of military, voluntarily taking on Title 10 the UCMJ. But now they're saying that they are a full-fledged branch of military, not in the Department of Defense, but in Homeland Security. And that they can administer, enforce, police, regulate as a branch of military civilian affairs. And that is martial law. And it's been going on since at least 2003. This program is In the Zone. I'm your host. This is Republic Broadcasting Network. Last week we had on Sean David Morton, author, director, producer, screenwriter, the applicant for the patent on the unified field theory. And the week before that we had Gary Corsari, a poet. And you can go to the archives and pick up these programs and listen in on. And if you have anybody you want to try to get on the program, feel free to contact me or the network, and you can leave a message for me at the network or email me at uploadinthezone@gmail.com. The websites are www.crossingtherubicon.org and www.martiallaw911.com. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
In the Zone, Republic Broadcasting Network, your host, and I use my rank and title is actually up for promotion to Lieutenant Commander in the Navy in doing what I do, and I was also advancing, I had just been approved to advance my Marine Engineering license, my professional Marine Engineering license, from a Chief Engineer Coastal Unlimited horsepower to Chief Engineer Deep Sea Unlimited horsepower, and from that's used more like for tugs and ITBs, integrated tug barges and stuff like that. It's not really what I went to school for, but someone had mentioned that I should test for it and that you can test for it. But I came out of Kings Point with a third assistant engineer's license, motor and steam, and was trained also on gas turbines by GE and worked on DDGs and other vessels and stuff in support capacity. But and I advanced my license to second assistant engineer motor and steam and was just approved to sit for my first assistant engineer's license. Then after that would be chief engineer's license, motor and steam, unlimited horsepower, unlimited tonnage, for big container ships and oil tankers and more, when the Coast Guard, a now self-declared special branch of military that's not in the Department of Defense but in Homeland Security somehow, that can, I don't know if people get it. I just, you know, I've been talking about this for years now, and I don't know. I mean, this is martial law. And you hear Alex Jones, who, to my face, told me when I talked to him to try to help get some of this information out, and you know, he has had me on his program, but was not very welcoming in trying to understand, decipher, and explain to the listeners what's going on. But Alex Jones said to my face that, you know, whistleblowers are a dime a dozen, and for anyone in his, you know, claimed position to say anything like that, especially to somebody that's talking about what he's talking about, martial law, supposedly, makes you kind of wonder what, you know, he's all about. And a lot of the information he gets out is repeat information. He's grabbing from here or there. He's not really breaking news. You know, John Stadmiller's had me on his program, had me guest hosted, and I've been on with Webster Tarpley and had him on my program. And a bunch of other hosts out there, John Moore, in trying to explain and get out, you know, what's going on with the Coast Guard. Because it's like, how do you get from life-saving service, lighthouse service, all that started as volunteer services and then became civil services, kind of like, you know, our Pony Express, and then eventually, you know, Postmaster or whatever. But the, you know, how do you get from the lighthouse service, the life-saving service, the Ice Breaking Service, the Bureau of Marine Inspection, the Shipping Commissioners, which is, and the, you know, you could say that, well, the War Shipping Bureau wasn't really part of the Coast Guard. It was more, I think, I'm trying to think if that was under Commerce or not, or DOD, or, you know, Department of War at the time. It might have been an independent board or commission, much like the National Labor Relations Board or National Transportation Safety Board. But the Coast Guard is now claiming, and it somehow voluntarily took on martial law, it took on military law, which is a form of martial law, Title 10, the Uniform Code of Military Justice, as if it was in the Department of Defense, which it wasn't. It was in the Department of Transportation, moved to the Department of the newly created Department of Homeland Security in 2002-2003, when Tom Ridge was still holding his hat as ex-governor, walking around hat in hand, wondering if he was going to be head of this new department that the executive branch had created, waiting on Congress to create it and pass a law to do so after an executive order had been put out, and much ado about nothing. And you know, and people have put out about not only does the TSA need to be dissolved because of the groping and all the other stuff going on, it's done more of a disservice for the United States, and we're better off without it and before it. But I would say the Department of Homeland Security in its entirety as well. One of the best things that could happen in the United States, and, you know, they'll try to probably pump up some kind of false flag event, some kind of, you know, homegrown terrorism, you know, and I have questions about Tim McVeigh and the whole situation there. And the only reason I do is because in my own situation, they've tried to connect me to Timothy McVeigh, which is completely absurd. I went to a United States Federal Military Service Academy, congressional appointment, naval officer and more, top secret security clearance. And my father went to West Point, brother went to West Point, my uncle went to Annapolis. And somehow, because of in a whistleblower letter, I pointed to McVeigh as an issue or an example of how we cannot allow domestic terrorism to go on unchecked because of, you know, ramifications and the end result, like in what happened with OKC, you know, the Oklahoma City bombing with McVeigh. And they tried to use that as a letter to the Secretary of Transportation, Norman Edda, where I was complaining about blowing the whistle about what's going on in the United States Merchant Marine. Not only as a officer in the United States Merchant Marine and graduate of the United States Merchant Marine Academy, but as a naval officer, commissioned naval officer, who's been vetted by the Department of Naval Sciences and the U.S. Navy and the Defense Investigative Services through a background check and more, and that a lot of these international, if not even foreign players, like Archie Morgan IV, shipping companies like Matson, shipping companies like American Present Lines, Patriot Contract Services, an umbrella of companies, you know, American Present Lines is tied to, was sold off to the Singaporean government. Andrew Card, a graduate of Kings Point, United States Merchant Marine Academy, was involved in that when he was Secretary of Transportation of the first Bush, and then he was Chief of Staff to the second Bush when we were hit in 9/11. I'm pointing to George Herbert Walker Bush, who, much like Ronald Reagan, was knighted by the Queen of England, and that much of what we are seeing and feeling here in the United States, you know, when you go to a military academy, one of the things that they do is they try to break you down, and they do a pretty good, you know, damn good job of it, especially if you're 17, 18 years old going in there, just coming out of high school, and they use, you know, PT, physical training, and all sorts of other things, you know, push-ups, running, etc., and shaving your head, taking away any and all rights and privileges, constitutional or otherwise, and giving them back to you as privileges to an extent, even in your ability to speak. And they do this to try to build you up, break you down first, and then build you back up in the way that they want you. And it's exactly what's going on here in the United States, is they're trying to create as much civil unrest, as much chaos, to break down not only the states, the citizens of the states, the people here in the United States, as much as possible, so that then they can build us back up together into, and they're doing it in Canada as well, Mexico as well, into this quote-unquote North American Union. And I have some videos on this that you can Google and search for out there about the North American Union. We talked about the Amaro. Other people have talked about it. The Security and Prosperity Partnership that Vicente Fox, George Bush, and Harper, Canadian Prime Minister, all signed back in the, I don't know if it was 2004, 2005, that time period, 2006, and more. And you see the end result. And I've been trying to get people to wake up about the whole issue of the Coast Guard and Homeland Security and how serious it is. But I just don't know if people get it. I just, you know, and how serious and how important of an issue it is, not just for myself as, you know, a person who's feeling the brunt of it, trying to not only prevent it, stop it, speak out about it, but having it being used against me, where the Coast Guard, a special branch of military that I'm not in, has used military assets, even a military gavel, as a weapon against me, not as a naval officer, not as a member of the Coast Guard, because I'm not in, never been in the Coast Guard, but as a weapon against who they have identified and declared to be a U.S. citizen, a civilian. And they use JAG counsel to prosecute me. Do people not understand what that means? It's using a military tribunal against a civilian. And if they do it to me and they say it's okay, which they've already done, this has gone all the way up to the commandant of the U.S. Coast Guard, Admiral Bryce O'Hara. She was the woman who came out on CNN. She has her signature on my documents, along with guys like Alex Kaczynski and others, Carol C. Lam, U.S. attorney that was fired by Bush, Alex Kaczynski, who was censured by the 43 senators, booted from his position as head of, he was chief counsel for the Office of Special Counsel, I believe it was the Merit Systems Protection Board, where he was actually training people how to, instead of upholding and prosecuting people and enforcing the Whistleblower Protection Act, he was actually teaching people how to get around it and running classes, much like what Scott Block did and ended up in jail for. Do that doc, 800-313-9443. Right back.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain meal, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain meal will be passed down through generation.
The the Berkey Lights. Unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We're back. 800-313-9443. The call-in number, if you so dare. And I'm only taking new callers. Don't change your name. Don't change where you're calling in from. Lark in Texas. I know you're listening. I'm just kidding. But no, seriously, I'd like to get some people we haven't heard from before. Some women, some people in their 20s, 30s, some young people, if you're out there listening, for whatever reason, if you find this informative, fascinating, find some of the guests enthralling. Wrong word, but hey, 800-313-9443. Remember, this hour goes by real fast. If you're going to call, call now. Right now. I'm not asking for pledges. Not yet. We're going to have to do a fund drive to see if we can get some help with the website and some other stuff. You see that RVN's doing a pledge drive right now. So please call in and help sponsor the network. I was talking about Alex Jones first couple minutes a little bit, and I found it interesting that because Alex is really pushing this DVD American Dream, I think that's the name, the American Dream. It's an animated 30 minute long, I guess, tool to teach you a little bit about history, and I believe it's pretty accurate in its presentation. It's comical in the way it's done. You know, they take some stuff from the recent movie 300, and they have some stuff in there from that, and just, you know, kind of taking some popular, I don't want to say folklore or themes from the last 10, 15, 20 years or so, contemporary, a little more contemporary, and mixing it in there. And, you know, it gets into the Rothschilds, the Red Shield, and the family, and the five brothers who were, you know, the sons who set up the Federal Reserve banking system worldwide, more or less. I think it mentions about the IMF. I you know, recommend to watch it. You can critique it yourself. I believe there's probably 90, 95% truth in there. I don't think there's much in misrepresentation, but I found it fascinating that KPFK, which is a local, I believe it's FM 90.7 in Los Angeles, California, it was started, it's part of the Pacifica network, but it was started by, and I don't know, and I should know, he started it in 47, I believe it was, but he started as an anti-war, realizing that basically all the industries, including media, you know, that was supposed to be the fourth estate to help and protect all three others, you know, Article 1, Article 2, Article 3, our legislative, executive, and judicial branches of government, to be a fourth and independent, and, you know, going to the First Amendment, I guess, I don't want to call it a branch of government, it's not, unless you include the people as the fourth branch of government, and then, you know, you could say that the media is part of that, the fourth and ultimate branch of government being the people themselves who are supposed to. And the only way a democratic republic, which ours is, it's a hybrid, it's not a straight republic and it's not a straight democracy, and anybody who refers to it as either or don't understand that, you know, after Washington and Adams, the next four presidents who served two terms each were all members of the Democratic Republican Party. And in that animated short, the 30-minute The American Dream, they talk about Hamilton in there. And Hamilton, as far as I'm concerned, was a royalist. He was a loyalist. He was not an American Federalist, a limited Democratic Republic, or a believer in a constitutional Democratic Republic. And that's why those third, fourth, fifth, and sixth presidents were all members of the Democratic Republican Party when it was one and the same. The English, the royals, and those who served them as peasants, vassals, subjects, who give up their independence, their God-given rights, to some other man to lord themselves over them, they have, you know, been involved in trying to take back our country for the last several hundred years. J.P. Morgan was instrumental, one of the key, if not focal, characters in carrying this all about. I believe he was also involved in Lincoln's assassination, because there's people named Axelrod, or Axelrod too, who are involved in the Lincoln assassination, who are, one is David Axelrod, who is also Obama's, I think he's chief counsel or something like that. But this guy is a Brit through and through. He may speak and appear to be an American, but when you check out his roots and who he's connected to, you don't get a name like Axelrod. You get that name from greasing the axles for the queen. But another guy, Jonathan Axelrod, was involved in my own affairs. And when you start doing the history on these families, like Morgan, Archie Morgan IV, who was involved in my own affairs, is a direct descendant of J.P. Morgan, a power broker, where J.P. Morgan came to the United States from England, United Kingdom, a kingdom, as a loyalist to the crown, helped incite the Civil War, funded both sides of the Civil War, took down American financial, profited from both sides of the Civil War, took down American financial houses prior to, during, and after the Civil War, converted it back to crown possessions, and he was backed by his father, who was an English banker, backed by the crown. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
Improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alimax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers, and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility. And we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro Plant Powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Micro Plant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
All right, 800-313-9443. And if you have any, hold on one second. I wanted to plug in the charger on my headset. Eddie Hoodle. If you have any suggestions or phone numbers or contacts for people who you want to get on the program and have me interview, talk to, discuss issues with, give the network a call, drop me an email at uploadinthezone@gmail.com, uploadinthezone@gmail.com. Also, I'd ask you to go to the websites, www.crossingtherubicon.org, just like it sounds, crossing, C-R-O-S-S-I-N-G, the, T-H-E, Rubicon, R-U-B-I-C-O-N.org. Go to that website. You can read some of the transcripts of what's going on with Homeland Security, myself, the Coast Guard, and more, and how the Navy has basically abdicated and done nothing about trying to prevent this and hold the bright lines of separation between the Navy and the Coast Guard, or the Coast Guard and quote-unquote civilians. I was up for promotion to Lieutenant Commander in the Navy at the time that the Coast Guard filed the charges against me, and after filing the charges, a month or so after, the Navy allegedly discharged me from the Navy, stripped me of my, because I have to have my, in the group that I'm in the Navy, I have my Merchant Marine license, because they want me working on vessels in the United States Merchant Marine as a naval officer, as an issue of not only civil defense, but national security. And so when the Coast Guard, as, you know, whistleblower retaliation to not only step upon the civil complaints in federal district court in Los Angeles, brought charges against me to protect the shipping companies and the union, who in federal district court, the union actually protected the shipping companies. So that tells you a lot about the union and what's going on inside the unions. You can just look at the SEIU and what's going on there with, I'm trying to think of the guy's name. I want to say Ed Stern, but he was in there, you know, tooting his trumpets, saying he was going to do all these great things. And then I believe he ended up involved in basically, you know, busting up and breaking and leaving that union far worse off than it was when he took it over. My own quote-unquote union, it's called an association, Marine Engineers Beneficial Association, that I was a member of and have been stripped of by the Coast Guard, and even my own union and union members who are involved in what's going on, has been sued. The guy who was in charge of it before, Gene DeFries, and there's streets named after this guy up in Wilmington, California, San Pedro on Moore, DeFries, he was prosecuted for racketeering as the head of the union and ended up going to jail. I think he's dead now, I'm not sure. But, you know, the union has already been involved several times in racketeering where heads of the union have been prosecuted for racketeering. FBI has been involved in more. And instead of listening to my complaints, I went to the FBI. A guy named William Doyle is an attorney. He works for within the union. He now works for a company called ETC. It's Energy Transport Corporation. It's a foreign-owned, foreign-controlled shipping company that operates our LNG tankers for us now. He's an attorney and a member of the union and a marine engineer. He used the assets and the resources of the union against me, not to protect me, worked with the shipping companies. But when I went to the FBI in San Diego, remember what happened with that, with all the terrorist activity and the involvement of the San Diego FBI, I went to report it. One of the individuals involved, the SAIC, the special agent in charge at the time, was named William Gore the Third, I believe. Think of Al Gore. These families are embedded throughout the system, and they're all self-protective. They protect each other to an extent. You know, a lot of the stuff that they do at a national level is theater. Just like Shakespeare said, you know, all the world is a stage. Much of the prosecutions and recriminations and sex scandals and like the, I think he was a congressman, Ensign, and the whole sex scandal there, a lot of this is just a distraction. There's much, 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 much bigger stuff going on in, even now, I think there's talks about getting money together to go after and start to prosecute using RICO and to get attorneys to start prosecuting a lot of the racketeering that it's going on that involves corporations, state governments, federal governments, international governments, foreign countries, foreign governments, foreign corporations, foreign dignity. I mean, what was Clinton involved in with the whole Long Beach Naval Shipyard and getting huge donations to his election campaign from a Chinese gardener? That's interesting. Bush, who tried to turn over scanning of our cargo containers coming into the United States to Hutchinson Wampo to be run out of, I think, of the Bahamas or something. Hutchinson Wampo was run at the time by the second in command of the Chinese Army. Hutchinson Wampo was formed as a British Royal English, much like British Petroleum, corporation in China. And if you think it lost all those roots somehow when the company was quote-unquote nationalized, just like Hong Kong, if you think Hong Kong is completely Chinese now and there are not any more English and British and German and royalist, and I'm not trashing the English or the Germans, the people, I'm talking about the royals, the elites, the royal families like the Habsburgs and others, the Windsors, who are, you know, the royal family in charge of England, the United Kingdom, which now, think about it, and nobody talks about this. Nobody, I don't think I've ever even heard Alex Jones or anyone else talk about it. There are 27 member nation states in the EU now for however long, much longer it lasts, which I'm sure they're going to do everything to keep it together. But England is one of those states, one of those nation states. And England is the titular head of the United Kingdom, the Commonwealth, including Canada, New Zealand, and other countries, Australia and more. Those 54 member nation states, including England, are now all part of the EU. So it's not 27 member nation states, it's 81. No one else talks about this. No one else. I mean, it's mind-boggling that there are 81 member nation states now, many of the old UK Commonwealth countries, 54 of them, who are now all part of the EU, European Union, along with Germany, Spain, Greece, I'm trying to think of some of the other, you know, more warlike France countries. And even now there's revelations that we, you know, supposedly or allegedly helped the French with their nuclear program back in the day. But then you think about what just happened with Bush being in charge and how we were attacking the French, not only in contracts and oil and wine and more, but we changed French fries to freedom fries. The French helped us found our country. It's one of the reasons we got the Statue of Liberty 100 years later. The French were, you know, when Franklin went over and talked to the French king and got support from the French king to allow us to break from England, from the United Kingdom. They saw that it was in their best interest as well. So they helped us establish something new, something different in a constitutional democratic republic. But I mentioned also about, I'm trying to think of the, he's a radio host on KPFK, but he was trashing Alex Jones, and I'm not here to defend Alex Jones, but I found it interesting because I believe the movie that Alex is pushing, which is a good thing, The American Dream, this animated 30-minute clip, he was trashing him, calling, you know, Alex Jones a, you know, member of the Tea Party and a nut bar and I don't know what all the other names are that he was throwing out, but he clearly did not like Alex Jones. But it's funny that, and I'm not attacking Alex Jones personally or anything, the thing I don't like is how you marry good information with going off on tirades and all kinds of other weird stuff and Charlie Sheen and more, you know. And granted, Charlie Sheen was supposedly supporting a rethink of the whole 9/11 issues and what happened there, whether it was a let it happen or involved in it scenario with Bush and other German families. And I'm not, you know, people, you got to listen very carefully. I'm not trashing Germans. I'm looking at pointing to German royal families who, like kingdoms, hate constitutional republics, hate of, by, and for the people, believe anything of, by, and for the people is communist. They equate constitutionalists, especially as far as, you know, if it's a constitutional monarchy, then fine, you know, as far as they're concerned. But a constitutional democratic republic that is of, by, and for the people, where the royalties accrue to the people, of, by, and for the people, and the royalties do not accrue to a special, self-appointed, self-select group, very small group, 200 families or so here in the United States now, who the royalties go to instead, much like in England and in any true, you know, monarchy or kingdom. To say that the Queen is just a figurehead is a bunch of BS. It's bizarre for anyone to really think that. That was the movement, and that was supposedly, you know, what was supposed to happen. But the same thing was carried out with Genghis Khan, or as John Kerry says, Genghis Khan. And Attila the Hun, where Europe paid both these individuals a king's ransom to stay out of Europe, not raid Europe and attack it, and instead they took the money as a king's ransom, sat on it, used it to build an enormous and well-provisioned army, and then used it to attack Europe. It's like, duh. And at some point, you know, the same thing, it was carried out with bin Laden. Who created bin Laden? Who financed bin Laden? CIA. And whether he was used to turn against us by those who hate the United States and wish to take it down as a republic and steal all of our public assets, which is, it's going on right now. But we're so wealthy, you know, well beyond what USSR was, and still are, And if this can be pushed back, if the republic, quote-unquote, can be restored, we have hundreds of trillions of dollars in assets, in hard, even just in intellectual property. If you think of, like, Indiana Jones and the crates in the one movie, I think it was the first movie, where he's swinging through the warehouse with all the, U.S. government assets warehoused there. Think of like the Smithsonian or something. What the United States owns and controls is so vast, it's mind-boggling. The amount of wealth in not only land, I mean, DOD alone owns and controls 66 million acres worldwide. If there is no more United States in name, and there is a general bankruptcy carried out, which is what is underway, those 66 million acres that are owned and controlled by DOD, whether they're owned or leased or whatever, it does not matter. It is DOD or those involved and know where the property is, know the people involved in that property, know the true wealth of the property, who will decide who gets it, who gets control of it after the quote-unquote fall of the republic. And that's why it's so very important for people to understand that, you've got not only the future of the world, the future of the United States at stake here, but your own stake in that democratic republic, that of, by, and for the people government, that you are the ultimate arbiter of, you are the ultimate oversight to, you are that government, whether you sit in a position of power and trust or not, whether you just vote or not, it is upon you to become informed. It is upon you to become involved. It is upon you to stick up for others. But for the grace of God, there go I. We are our brothers and sisters keepers. And that at some point in a common law country, whether it's a constitutional monarchy or a constitutional democratic republic, it is upon you to step forward when others are being, you go to Pastor Martin Niemöller, Dr. Niemöller from Nazi Germany, when he said, first they came for the Social Democrats, and I was not a Social Democrat, so I said nothing. And it goes all the way down, came for the trade unionists, and I was not a trade unionist, so I said nothing. And then they came for the Catholics, and I was not a Catholic, and I said nothing. Until they finally came for him, and when they came for him, there was no one left to say anything. So it is upon you, whether you are an officer in the United States Merchant Marine, whether you are a naval officer or not, whether you are a civilian, and whether you understand the issues that I present and that I report and that I ask you to become involved in with the Coast Guard, Homeland Security, and more, it is upon you to be counted. It is upon you to stand up and be heard and make a difference. It is upon you to become self-schooled in these issues of what the United States Merchant Marine is, how important it is to our, life and health as a nation, as a democratic republic of, by, and for the people. That the United States Merchant Marine, our ships carrying the American flag, our emissaries, are basically a foreign embassy afloat, leaving the United States and going to foreign countries under the flag of peace, under the flag of commerce, trade, transportation, rather than war. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back. Hey, I guess the extension that just occurred for some of the most onerous provisions. Saying with the extension of the Patriot Act for another 4 years, some of the most onerous provisions of the Patriot Act, it may prove to, I guess, secure the takeover entirely of our Democratic Republic by the British, the United Kingdom, the Germans, the European Union, to bring us under this whole European control out of places like The Hague and Geneva and all these places that were brought together under Charlemagne and were seen as far too powerful and were broken up after Charlemagne. And the German royal families, not German Republicans, and that's, you know, that's why, like, people like Mike Malloy have to come out and say that they hate all Republicans, because the best way is to divide and conquer You know, break up the Democratic Republicans that were one party into Democrats and Republicans, then go after the Republicans who are more warlike and would protect the country, and leave the feeble-minded Democrats who will basically kowtow and do whatever, who don't have a spine, you know, Clinton and now Obama, probably the two best Republicans we've ever had, because they're, I guess, they marry a little bit more of both parties together, although probably showing more of a fascist, corporatist, Republican, you know, because that is the difference between being a Democratic Republican and a Republican. A Republican believes in royalism, loyalism. They want to be the guy in charge. They want to be one of the little Hitlers that help support a dictator, whether it be from one extreme, you know, some people say Teddy Roosevelt, some say Franklin D. Roosevelt, many say Bush, many people even point to Lincoln as well, but also Obama, because you've got two different kinds. You've got a welfare and a warfare, corporatist or fascist, to where it's the centrist or central government that is the strong, you know, the mouthpiece, and not the people or the citizens of the states. You know, and I don't have a problem with, like, a Bill of Rights, a national Bill of Rights coming from the central government that is to protect and ensure that minimum guarantees to all citizens of all states are guaranteed when they transit any and all other states, and that we set a minimum bar, due process and more. But when you have the central government enforcing and doing things like on health care, who carries on the oversight? It's one thing like what happened with the revenue cutter, Marine, started by Hamilton, that was broken up by a bunch of his contemporaries and handed back to local control. The good thing about that was that the construction of the cutters was nationalized, the best construction out there, but then all of the local regions or areas benefited from this, and this is the same concept for schools, or should be, for the construction of schools, not necessarily running the schools, to where we have the best, brightest, well-built, brightest lighting schools in the world. Yeah. That's more good than certain things having a national, not a bad idea. It's Russia.